Thank you for calling AllGreen. If you know the person's extension, please dial it now.
AllGreen, this is Craig.
Hey, Craig. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, sure.
I got your email today. Been a little busy all day. I just actually sent you the response. Okay. I wanted to give you a call and, you know, talk a little bit more about it. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, sure. No, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, great. So I did receive your email, like I said, and yeah, it sounds like you have, you know, some big plans coming up for this new lawn care business. And it's going to cost you around $400.
That's the ticket price anyway. We're still doing some negotiating anyway, but it's going to be somewhere around there anyway. We're probably negotiating on how much money he takes in the form of a note versus how much we put down up front. But
right.
So we're in that negotiation stage right now anyway. Yep. But it's a good cash flow deal anyway. They've been a franchisee of ours for about 20 years now anyway, so they've been paying us about $50,000 to $55,000 a year in franchise fees anyway, and couple's ready to retire now, and we'd like to just buy them out and continue to run that business. So when you look at it, it's probably $100,000 cash flow a year deal anyway. So mm-hmm. I mean, I think it looks like a reasonable deal anyway. But didn't know what kind of appetite you guys might have on part of that, some of that, any of that, or whatever, Danny. So that's why
right.
I sent you an email. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to, you know, see exactly what we could do for you. You know, a couple of things real quick. You know, we do working capital. It's unsecured, and it is based off sales, though. So what is, like, what are your gross annual sales?
Their gross sales would be $600,000 a year.
What about yours?
Ours is $4.5 million.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
so we're looking right around that range. We can generally free up 10% to 15% of that as unsecured cash. So, I mean, we'd be looking right around there.
Really? Okay, let me make sure I understand. She can do 10% to 15% of our gross revenue anyway. Unsecured.
Unsecured, correct.
Okay. All right, I got you. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll definitely, you know, be able to get you in that range. Not what you, you know, be approved for. It could be a little more. It could be a little less. It depends on a couple things. Like they, you know, they take credit in consideration, also cash flow of the company. We could definitely, you know, get you approved over here so we could have the offer you. That way, you know, you'll be able to see where you stand with us. Do you have, like, lines of credit or how do you normally?
We don't. We have very little secured debt on the books right now. Anyway, we've probably got maybe $40,000 of secured debt for trucks and some other equipment anyway, so we have very little bank / secured debt, so we're pretty secured debt free from that standpoint. Yep.
Okay. Yep. And do you have any current working capital loans or
Nope.
No loans on, okay. Besides equipment and stuff. Alright, perfect.
Right.
And how would you rate your credit over there, Craig? You know, you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'll say somewhere in the middle anyway. Tell me what typically give me a good estimate, average-wise. Where are you guys at from an interest rate standpoint, Danny?
Right. So on that, because these are based off sales, and they generally are, they're shorter term. There's like from 3 months to 3 years is the typical range. Like, are those going to work for you? Or how fast do you think you're paying on this loan off?
Yeah, I don't think 3 years would be a problem anyway. Maybe even less, but something like that anyway. So I don't think that'd be an issue. Again, given the cash flow, what we're buying at $100,000 a year anyway, I don't think paying it off is going to be a problem anyway. So
right, especially with what you guys do there in the business, the $4 million. So that's in most first time customers are right in that 24-month mark. Right around there.
Sure.
I mean, depending on credit, like I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so typically with being that, with the interest rates, they are generally not an APR, you know, that they give you like a line of credit or a mortgage, you know, it's more of a fixed cost. So it's actually, you know, better in the sense that we can get you approved, excuse me, they'll give you the cost of the loan and it's a payback and it'd be a payment that it won't change. You know, it's, they have different options available. There's a monthly option, a weekly and a daily, option that you'll have, you'll be able to go over with, you know, the underwriters and everything. And upon that, it's like a kind of like a custom deal to what would fit, you know, your needs. So yeah, it's very flexible. So now with rates pertaining to that, I mean, it ranges, like I said, it's hard to put that. So say you get a 20, you know, for a month, let's say they change your, like, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, depending on, you know, the ranges, that's generally how they range.
Okay.
So it's like 10 cents and then on up, depending on what credit and everything. So it is a fixed cost though.
But okay, I get you.
And it's, once we get like the app, it's very simple to apply. There's no application fee. It's a one page app. It would be 6 months, you know, business bank statements, cause they look at the cash flow and then, your most, recent tax return. Did you get an extension on 2015?
Yep. So, she
14.
You need the most recent tax return and bank statements anyway. Is that right?
Right. And then application. And for your customers over there, do they pay with credit cards mainly?
No.
Or is it?
So, probably, I'm going to guess, maybe 35 to 45% pay with credit cards and rest with cash.
Yeah, in that case, just for, because of your cash flow, it would be 4 months, the merchant or the credit card processing statements.
Okay.
Would you be able to get your hands on those?
I think so anyway. Yep.
Okay, because that's right. Another thing taking consideration. And then, that's after that, so we just need the application, the 6 months bank statements, the 4 months credit card processing statements, and your 2014 tax return.
Okay.
And, if you can get that to me, you know, by the end of today or Monday, I'd be able to get you an answer by next week. And,
okay. Probably Monday. Probably won't be the day, given what I got to do here yet. But okay, I get the idea. Let me ask you: do you ever take a collateral position on anything as far as fixed asset goes, or whatever else you guys aren't interested in financing like that, or do you just assume you take a fixed a collateral position and fixed assets and things like that anyway, or is it always all unsecured?
Right. This is unsecured. This is unsecured cash. We do, you know, secured options as well, but that would be with you and the underwriter. You guys can discuss that. But like the working capital is unsecured. Yeah, it's on, you know, it's going on the business, not personal credit. And however you see fit. So, I mean, if we were able to get you a little more and you had excess cash, you could always, you know, use that for your other business or however you'd like to use it.
Okay, I get you. So basically, you'd be loaning us money against our $4.5 million revenue anyway, and then what we do with the cash isn't really that material to you anyway. Is that kind of the idea?
Right. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. I get it.
Right. So the business isn't gonna be like, if that's what you're getting at. We're not gonna have, like, on this new business you're acquiring, it's not like considered collateral.
Okay. Yeah. You don't care if it. I get the picture anyway. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me see what I can do, Danny. But I will. I'll see if I can get you some information come Monday. Okay.
Okay. So you think on Monday you better be able to get everything over to me?
I will give that my best shot anyway. If I don't get interrupted too often, but I'll make that a goal anyway. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. And when should I follow up with you?
Probably if you don't hear from me or someone Monday, Tuesday's fine anyway. I'll be around. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll tell you what, Craig, I'll go ahead and shoot over. I'll put an email together for you of what we need that application, and that way, you'll have everything. So I'll send that over about 15 minutes and I'll touch base with you, Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
All right. Yeah. Have a good one, Craig.
Right, yep. Mm-hmm.
Take care. Bye.